see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. So again, we're wishing you a happy and healthy 2019 as we celebrate Little Christmas and the first Sunday in January. And now it's time to listen to Elizabeth Joyce and her guests on Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis singing one of my favorite songs, Open My Heart to the World. We are in a new year. 2019 is the prelude to the coming new decade of 2020. Let's make a shift this year. Let's take a long, hard look at what we have been focusing on. Perhaps we can eliminate the old, no longer useful thoughts and replace them with new, uplifting, and ascension thoughts. How have we been obsessed about our fears and of what may or may not happen? Have we focused on all the missteps and misdeeds of what can go wrong? Have we compared and contrasted ourselves to where, how, and why we should be, and where we are limited in our lives, or maybe not enough in our own eyes in our lives? What in the world did we believe that we signed up for? Where has that belief taken us this far? How much have we twisted, turned, and transformed into what we think we need to be in order to get what we want? Are we still who we thought we were or want to be? Have we had enough? Are we enough? If you do have these thoughts, I have a wonderful mantra for you that will help strengthen you and enliven you and make you more centered and balanced as we walk through 2019. Here it is. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am enough. There is enough. My life is enough. My life touches others. My life touches my heart and opens my soul to growth. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve.
Our perfect mask to the outside world.
With our perfect mask in the outside world,
we are cheerful, personable, and gregarious, but we don't seem to have a worry or a conflict in the world. We let issues and insults flow past us. We do our best to maintain the status quo.
Isn't that built on the thoughts of fake it till you make it? How do we get stuck in such a facade of having made it? This year, we will be challenged to locate the place of peace in the face of aggravation and upset. The place of peace is within, and we have to face it and navigate conflict and unpleasantness by using our meditation ability and our single-mindedness to join the field of light. Fill ourselves up with the light, and then move forward.
During a midlife crisis, we look at our lives and we thought we wanted what we had signed up for and we thought we were doing it. We stop amid the daily distractions and take a long, hard look. What do we see? What are we doing? Do our lives have any resemblance to what we thought they would be? This year, 2019, we will need to address our fears of aging, of losing what we thought we wanted, and of major change, upliftment, moving forward. We need to train ourselves to be and to see. We need to transform our relationships with the various parts of our psyche. We can shift our point of view from what we don't have and what we are losing to embrace the wholeness and holiness of who we are and what we have to offer. With our minds and our meditations, we can transform our identity into our true substance of being enough. This year, we are more sensitive to others and to the expectations of others who energetically comply at our expense. We withdraw and wither as we use our gifts to gain approval. The more that we try to gain approval, the more difficult it is for us to use our gifts. And sometimes, if you stay in this negative energy, you will lose your gifts altogether. During your meditations, begin to form a protective layer of golden light around you. Wrap yourself in your aura. Wrap yourself in your own essence. Strengthen that wall to resist all of the incoming darkness and negative energy that will be flowing throughout the next few years. This will allow you to be true to your creativity and talent while staying open to receiving ongoing inspiration. It's a remedy that anchors strength and integrity to insight and purpose. You need to protect your inner light when you have had enough, which means that you can become the hermit and withdraw. Get quiet and meditate. I suggest that you also play Ardas, prayer beyond prayer, as you meditate to strengthen that essence of who you are. What is going to give us the ability to trust and hear our inner voices? That would be the energy of conscience. We all have an inner sense of righteousness, the internal compass of what is just and what is not.
we may wobble in our effects of what's right and wrong. For the most part, we agree on inherent moral values. But now we have to establish our own values within the universal values. Your inner being, your meditations, and your inner voice of consciousness is your personal navigator. We all have instances when we are tested with moral ambiguity. It's time to establish our inner directive. We need to train ourselves to develop our personal integrity and to take a stand. Meditation and working with your chakras will give you the ability to embrace being enough of your own authentic self. Boundaries are known as the emotional sponge essence. Sometimes we may wonder, does this pain belong to me, or to you, or to the energy surrounding me? Sometimes we lack the ability to know what emotion belongs to us. When our own compass and kindness merge with others' pain and predicaments, and our natural tendency is to heal and soothe, it can become attached to the emotions of others. We don't know how to stop it, and we lose our sense of self. Our primary objective becomes about how to soothe the pain. Appropriate boundaries and learn the value of knowing this belongs to me and that belongs to you. We may need help from our guides to be objective and kind at the same time. This clarifies the energetic confusion and helps distinguish between being enough with our emotional authenticity. This is very important because there will be darker and darker times coming before we shift back into lighter times. That will not be until the end of the new decade. So we need to strengthen ourselves and get ready. How do we dispel doubt? We need to have a transition, some kind of tool that will help us not to be afraid, that will help us to trust the universe, and that will strengthen our inner self, our inner being, so that we can continue on the road as a light worker. Maybe between jobs, relationships, or geography, we will have to leave one way of life for another. We might be invested in keeping things as sane and simple as possible. However, one change has a tendency to create a cascade event of many more things changing. So the more we attempt to control where we are and what we are doing, the more we will lose control. The more that we flow with it, the more we meditate, the stronger we become, the stronger our inner voice is for us, and the better direction will feel right to us. We need protection through our changes. We need to be prepared for that which we do not know. We have taken the necessary steps with the right roadmap and might not know the new terrain. Just trust that the universe will support us in our leaps of faith. We can adjust and eliminate our unfounded doubts and confusion. We can stay true and be enough for the new version of ourselves that we are creating, because we are a different version of ourselves this year. 2019 brings the end of accepting the light and having our inner DNA change and strengthen, and presents us with, okay, here you are, now what? I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. We are enough. We have had enough. We have enough. Now is the time to be enough. This is the opportunity to be true to our vision and version of what we are creating. The more authentic and present we are, the more we lay the foundation of integrity and truth. Let authenticity be enough. Let enough be enough. And oh, please, make sure that you love enough. Love others as you love yourself, but most of all, love yourself. The energies of 2019 began emerging in November and December of 2018 with the activation of air in November and water in December, elementary. This month, the third full moon at 0 degrees Leo. It's a fire sign and awakens fire energies. Energy is here to shine a light on the truth and on your hidden agendas. At the beginning of time, the earth energies consisted of God and Pan, the horn god of the forest and wild places, until the introduction of Adam. Then the cosmic mother energies were replaced with the submissive binding of Eve, a feminine, submissive, passive energy created by Adam magically from his rib, and the earth without going through the God source. There were four trees in the Garden of Eden that covered the entire earth: the tree of life, the tree of knowledge, the tree of wisdom, and the tree of truth. When combined, these created the cosmic tree of unconditional love and creation. These four aspects are made up of heaven and earth, yin and yang, and align with the four directions: earth, wind, fire, and rain, north, south, east, and west. At the center of the heart, creating a cross, which is the ego, and is continually crucified on the journeys of life learning to enlightenment. The grand water trine between the moon and conjunct Venus in Scorpio, Chiron in Pisces, conjunct Mars in early Aries, and the moon's north node in Cancer in early January 2019, activates the remembrance with a heartfelt passion of the divine masculine yang energies. By revealing them fully, the human can return to their original course of love, connection, cooperation, communication, and creation on earth. The new moon eclipse in Capricorn, which was yesterday, January 5th, is enhanced by a stellium of planets in Capricorn, which emphasizes the empowerment of communication passion for all life and all living beings throughout the cosmos, beyond the earth, beyond the solar system, and throughout the cosmos. This facilitates full expression and communication with local communities, families of both choice and blood, and all negotiations dealing with the giving and receiving in balanced harmony. Where there has been more taking than giving, there will be those who give voice to these imbalances, many times in extremely passionate ways, in order to bring things back into balance of flow and harmony. All of us have a lot of work to do in our own personal realms. We have to clean up, throw out, move, change our way of living, change our thought process, maybe change our job, and maybe move to a new location. There is potential with these water fire trines for much fog and steam, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, which creates situations for people to explore their inner truth for answers. This could reveal mysteries galore. So if you are tired and out of sorts, and you're tired of the same old, or you're tired of going to the job that you don't like, or you may be tired of a relationship or the way some people react, sometimes with your children not being able to surpass their limitations, whatever it is that makes you tired, you may want to lie down and rest. Allow yourself to do that. Continually seek clarity. In the third dimension, we have the mind, heart, and emotions, and they are going to bring forth many ahas this year. So that's the answer. I didn't know that. I couldn't see that. How wonderful it is that I'm opening up to the truth, to the blocks that block me, and I'm able to jump over the hurdles. There is potential for a sense of blocks, inertia, stuckness, hidden agendas, secrets, or manipulations, with issues dealing with sexuality, sensuality, death, illness, wellness, wholeness, and love. The power of the life force energies coming up in the human kingdom might be very difficult for some to handle. It is likened to the rush of hormones at puberty. Only these are the life forces, the energy downloads that require discipline and focus for people of all ages, stages, and persuasions. However, we all have to align with cosmic timing. There is a full moon eclipse in Leo on January 20th, this time in the element of spirit fire, the fire of truth. People may have lucid dreaming that brings about new ways for changes to take place, empowering the heart passions with new expressions. Life-affirming actions done with compassion lead to great success and expansion, and then abundance follows. When love is expressed without limitation, restrictions, or fear, it brings heart expansion. Past memories or past tendencies of fearful situations are brought up for review and may become activated to be healed and overcome. With Jupiter conjuncting Venus in Sagittarius and trining Mars in mid-Aries, the heart passions are empowered. This alignment encourages new expressions of love, caring, community, connection, communication, and cooperation. Families of choice rather than blood will form, empowering and expanding ideas and actions for greater success, joy, pleasures, and most of all, fun. The energies of connecting with the juiciness of the joy of life. The new double helix energies bring the energies of connecting with the juiciness and the joy of life, love, and living are returning to the earth to be expressed and experienced by all who are in their truth and in their new energies. Much emotional restructuring, reordering, and reorganizing of past beliefs regarding relationships, love, community, and connection will take place in 2019 and follow into 2020. There are apt to be some intensely passionate discussions between people in order to break down the barriers, the limitations, and the boundaries that are no longer useful to society or to themselves and might actually be harmful. It will be discovered that fear has been utilized to manipulate and control, creating some very interesting scenarios. January 24th is the Aquarian cosmic equinox, when the moon conjuncts the supergalactic center. This opens a portal for mental, psychic messages, visions, and apparitions to be possible on a global scale. Caution is wise during this time of sudden and disruptive events. The grand air trine between the moon in Libra, Mercury in Aquarius, will bring out extremes of thinking. The temptation to leap before looking will be high, leading to very unpredictable and perhaps disastrous outcomes. So, make notes, keep a journal, keep your writings pertaining to what you have received. Digest them over the coming months and act on them later in the spring, March or April 2019. This download of information, this new truth, though intense, will require a period of months to decipher accurately and bring into being. Since the energies for 2019 began to emerge in November 2018, many will feel that things are slowly coming to fruition. But it is wise to avoid pushing the river to make it flow more rapidly. Aligning your personal timing with cosmic timing is best achieved by working with the universal energies and the double helix energies. Their experience with wisdom, truth, and timing facilitates ease of growth and flow and reduces frustration in attempting to push or force situations, agendas, or outcome before their third dimensional time. Tuning into the present moment is where success is best manifested as we evolve to the higher levels of consciousness. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we are having a teaching program and we are talking about you are a different version of yourself in 2019. I'll be back right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of January 7th through January 13th, 2019. Hang on, you're in for a bumpy ride this week. Freedom-loving Uranus just ended his retrograde cycle on Sunday. Uranus has been retrograde since August of 2018. Although you may not see it in the outer world, it definitely gives you the feeling that you are ready for something fresh and new. On Monday, Love and Money Venus enters Adventurous Sagittarius until early February. This adds the feeling that it's time to take a risk on yourself in order to manifest your needs and desires. Be sure to keep your love and money options open and watch out for any overspending. Opportunities may be presented, but fizzle out shortly after they appear, unless you've already prepared the way to ground yourself and bring them into manifestation. This type of Venus energy will trend into February, and is a very good time for experiencing new adventures without investing too much money. Early morning Tuesday brings mental challenges. Be careful and don't force your ideas on others, and also, don't drive too fast. The next challenge this week is on Friday, when the Sun aligns with Death and Rebirth Pluto, the planet of the unconscious world. Because this energy was in the recent solar eclipse new moon last Saturday, you have been feeling it for days. As the Sun joins Pluto on January 11th, make time to meditate and go deep within. Stand in your power and be ready to release that which is a part of your past. This promises to be a day of major transformation. The moon in Aries on Saturday tells you to get your body moving, exercise, dance, do yoga, whatever it takes to get your blood circulation and that heartbeat up. Saturday also brings the first of three Jupiter-Neptune squares. Don't allow these rose-colored glasses energies to see only the good in everything. This misplaced optimism can be a bit dangerous. Please consider yourself warned that you could be tempted to take on something completely unrealistic. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now, let's get back to tonight's program. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blending according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy, known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being.
This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind, and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near, to never leave me all alone. I need your love, so darling, please be fair. Let me know where I stand, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up to you. No, it's not for me to say your mind, and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm it up to you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Ricky Nelson singing It's Up to You. And guess what? It's up to you, every single one of you. And I hope that you take the time to strengthen and prepare yourself for what's coming in the next few years. As you begin to see beyond the differences that divide you, you will find that everything becomes easier because of what is happening to the earth with the new higher dimensional frequencies. Now is the time to maintain and care for your fresh, light body. Take advantage of the energies this new wave has brought us and integrate it into your lives as best you can. Don't fight the feeling, but be ready and prepared for the next step. The journey will be going on at least up to 2038, which is why you are here. The old, burdening things are leaving the planet. Old thoughts, prejudices, judgments, and any imbalances, even if you can't see it just yet. Remember, you are a different version, a different vibration, walking the earth plane now. All living beings are in a different reality. We have the ability to create more benevolent and compassionate life for others and ourselves. We have made more progress towards our goal in 2018 than in the past 20 years combined. This is because of the massive efforts made by humanity and our light beings, our Creator and our alien light being friends, and the rest of creation and beyond. Everyone who has helped us, just know that your efforts have paid off. We are closer to becoming our true self, natural, and moving beyond the possibility of separation, suffering, and violence. We are closer to the goal of making the earth our home of a higher dimension. When I get tired, really tired, I stop everything, get quiet, play Ardas, and ask the universe to receive the energy from the sun, the higher vibration energy of the double helix. As I connected to this energy one day and felt it flowing through me, I wondered what would happen if I was asked to connect it to a rainbow at the same time. In the same way, the energies in various colors connected to the sun came and joined the bright light of the sun down into my crown chakra and flowed with the sun's energies intertwined. It was marvelous. I could feel the colors swirling down through my body, feeding my color star physical being. It activated my chakras and they began to spin in a balanced and strengthening fashion. So I offer this to you. Let's try it. I feel that it will help you immensely. Sit in the chair, take a deep breath, and affirm this. I am asking that all of the most benevolent energies available for me be all around me now, extending as far out as the rim of my aura. That's the thought for your strengthening and for your ascension. Once you get used to this affirmation, your body will automatically begin to work and you won't have to ask for it to come in every time. Your life will slowly get better. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our teaching session. And next week, joining us will be Sharon White, the Nemeology Lady, and we'll talk about names and how they affect the vibration of our lives. Now it's time for the meditation. So get ready. We're going to listen to Elaine Silver singing, I Am in the Flow. We're going to have In the Garden Meditation and close with Alignment by Richard Shulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you very much for listening and good night.
As I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day and making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.